You meet a new person, and somehow they remind you of an ex you swore you'd never date again. You leave a job because of toxic dynamics, only to find the same thing in your next workplace. Or maybe a fear you thought you've outgrown suddenly roars back to life. These are not coincidences. They're echoes, signals from your soul that you're ready to heal something you've carried across lifetimes. Today, we're diving into the deeper currents that shape these moments, how repeating patterns, fears, and karmic triggers are all part of the soul's curriculum. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life, and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, and One Spicy Erotic Story, plus a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, mystical, and wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello. I'm glad you could join me today. I have 2 announcements. One, the past life reading that I mentioned last week, I'll mention again here. And 2, I am starting a brand new show on TikTok. Now, this is going to be under my Passion Zone TikTok account. So it's the Passion Zone. All right. And I'm going to start a love podcast where we talk about somebody maybe you love now or you loved before, somebody you've lost, somebody you're longing for. We'll talk about soulmates. We'll talk about intimacy. If it is involved in love at all, and music too, it will be on my show. I'm doing a mic check, as I like to call it, on Wednesday evening, Eastern time. So make sure you subscribe to The Passion Zone on TikTok. It's the Passion Zone. And you'll know when I go live. Yeah, I'm rather excited to start doing this. It's been on my mind for quite some time. It folds in really nice with my book, Soulful Connections, that I hope is coming out soon. You know, publishers kind of takes them a while to make their timeline known. So I'm waiting on that for right now. But this has been in the works for a long time. And I'm going to mention, of course, on my Meadow Spark podcast that I do. But I also wanted to mention it to you guys because I am going to talk about love and soulmates and different things that we talk about in Mystical Minds here on the podcast and in the group. So I thought you might be interested. So that is announcement number 1. Announcement number 2, if you haven't grabbed this yet, I have brought out of the dusty realms of the archives my past life reading. And this is only $90, and it's available only this month of August in 2025 only. And I go in about who were you in a past life, especially here in your last life. So we'll cover your last life first. How many past lives have you had thus far? What were your past lives? And that one right there, what were your past lives? I have found the ones that come forward are the ones that are the most important to your life right now. Okay. What past life has the most direct bearing on your current life? And what karmic ties from the past need to be dealt with in your current life? Now, before I just had you guys emailing me at alliethies@yahoo.com, which you still can do, but now I'm going to stick a QR code, maybe in a link, right in the show's notes below, so you can just purchase it, and I will I will get a hold of you and then do it this week, all right, or next week, depending on when you get it. All right, so moving forward, let's go to the card of the week. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode today when I put it out, or next week, or 5 years from now, whenever you stumble upon this episode, the card that I'm about to draw is for you for the upcoming 7 days. All right? Now I got a cat here I need to move. Come on, Zeno. Ugh. Zeno always likes to be a part of my either my video chat with somebody or card pulling. She always has to be in the middle of stuff. But I do have 12 cats. So somebody's always showing up here when I'm doing things. So the deck I'm using this week is Moonology by Yasmin Bolin. And let us see what the cards have to say for us for this week. I'm hoping on some nice, good energy for all of us, that we can move forward with things we want to get done, because after all, Mercury retrograde is now over as of 3 a.m. Eastern time today, Monday. It went bye-bye for a while. So things might be a little easier to do. Contacts might be easier to be made. Readings might be easier to understand or do. So, yeah, I'm so happy it's over. Although I do really well during Mercury retrogrades. It's always been good for me every time. But when it comes to connections and talking with people and signing things, I always like to do that outside of Mercury retrograde. So the card I have for us this week, the answers you need are coming. This is the full moon in Gemini. That's the card I pulled. Full moon in Gemini, and it's telling us the answers you need are coming. So things were put on hold because of Mercury retrograde, right? This last weekend, we had Lionsgate on August 8th. Then we flew into full moon in Aquarius, I believe, on the 9th. I mean, bingo, bammo, we had some really kick-ass energy, did we not? And depending on people responded to it, some people reached out and did violence. Other people reached out and started a nice, passionate love affair. Others started a new job they've been wanting to have. You know, we all have something. Some people even let go of things they've been holding on to. I shouldn't say bad things, but things that have bothered them from their past that they've been holding in, they were finally able to release it with this energy. And you can too, especially now since Mercury retrograde's over. All right? So by doing something, okay, if we want the universe to give us an answer, to give us whatever we're desiring. And it's always better to desire something than to want something. Okay. Because wanting is never fulfilled, but desiring is. All right. Because when you desire something, it's already within your purview. It's already in your energy someplace. When you want something, it's outside the scope of your energy. And it just kind of sits there and does a dance and goes na 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 at you. that's the way I distinguish the two of them. But again, this week we have full moon in Gemini. This is the card I pulled, and it's all about the answers you need are coming. So this week, some of us, hopefully all of us, are going to get some answers we've been looking for. All right. Now these answers, they can come, you know, directly from somebody. Okay. Looking at you, talking at you, sending you an email or a text. Other ones can, you know, seem like a coincidence. And I do not believe in coincidences. I believe everything happens for a reason. I believe the powers that be in the universe and beyond, because I believe there's many universes, many dimensions, are always sending us signals, answers, clues, symbols, sometimes little puzzles to fill out, like we're in one of those, for crying out loud. Thank you, menopause. Just completely left. The room you have to do puzzles in order to get out of. Escape room. Oh, good Lord. You know, sometimes they give us puzzles to work on. Anyways, that's the card of the week. Now, this mystical item of the week may be helpful to you as well. It is a pendulum for past life inquiry. And I have a pendulum. I love it. I love my pendulum. You could use them to ask a yes-no question about past life patterns and karmic ties. This is especially helpful when you're journaling about your past lives or maybe a regression meditation. Okay, one of my favorite regression meditations is either from Dr. Brian Weiss or, and I'm going to say his last name wrong. I always have Dick Stufen, Stuphen. He is passed now. He passed back in 2020, but his past life regression MP3s or CDs, I think there's still CDs with his stuff in it. Really helpful for going into past lives. And that's what August is all about, right? August here on Mystical Minds is all about past lives and reincarnation. Because why? Our souls, all of our souls, they have stories to tell us, memories to come to the forefront. And our souls are saying, hey, it's time for you to remember these things. So the main topic for today is repeating patterns, fears, and karmic triggers. So think of your soul as a master teacher, patient, persistent, and sometimes, well, a little relentless. When there's a lesson you haven't fully integrated, your soul will wrap it up in different packaging and deliver it to you again and again and again until you get it. In relationships, maybe you keep attracting partners who withdraw emotionally, cheat, or try to control you. The faces change, but the wound is the same. Each time, you're given another opportunity to see the pattern and reclaim your power. Maybe in your career or money, you might find yourself in repeated financial emergencies or in workplaces where you're undervalued and overworked. Until you address the root beliefs, often around worth, trust, or self-advocacy, the circumstances will reset. Or maybe in personal behavior. You self-sabotage, you overgive, you people-please. These habits can be karmic echoes too, playing out until you choose a different response. It's easy to get frustrated and ask, why me? But what if instead you asked, what is this teaching me? Patterns are not punishments, they're invitations. Every time they resurface, you get to step into a more aligned version of yourself. Now, fear. Fear is one of the most misunderstood teachers on the spiritual path. We're often told to get over it or push past it, but fear is rarely random, especially when it feels irrational, like it doesn't quite fit in with your life experience. It may be an echo from another time or another lineage. Some examples of this karmic fear. A fear of drowning, despite never having a close call in water, okay? This could connect to a lifetime where you were lost at sea, a shipwreck, or even an ancestral tragedy involving water. Could be a deep discomfort with certain animals, landscapes, or weather patterns that you've never personally experienced. You could be feeling instantly small, powerless, or unsafe around certain authority figures, even without them doing anything overly threatening. These fears are like breadcrumbs, pointing to a place in your soul's history that still holds unresolved energy. And here's a reframe. You don't have to force yourself to get over it instantly. You can work with the fear as a compass, letting it lead you to the exact doorway where the deepest healing can happen. And now we're going to talk about some karmic triggers. These are fast track to growth. Now, triggers are moments when someone says or does something and you feel an immediate, almost explosive emotional reaction, bigger than the situation seemed to have warranted. It's not a weakness. It's not you even overreacting. It's your soul saying, for the love of all that's holy, pay attention, please. This is old energy that's being touched. These karmic triggers can often arise from unfinished soul contracts. These could be unresolved dynamics with people you've known other lifetimes. It can be ancestral trauma, experiences carried out in your lineage, passed down energetically, even though no one speaks of them. Could be life themes, core lessons you came into in this incarnation to explore, maybe self-worth, forgiveness, boundaries, and trust. The gift of a trigger is that it's precise. It's not vague at all. It points directly to the energy you most need to work with right now. And yes, it is uncomfortable as hell. But you can pause before reacting and get curious instead of defensive. That moment becomes a portal for rapid growth. And guys, we do have some soul work for the week. You'll see it below in the show's notes. We have number one, for you spotting the pattern, what kind of pattern you're going to be in the next 7 days. We want you to pay attention. Step two is mapping your fear compass. Whatever type of fear feels, you know, more the most out of control is the one you want to work with. That's step two. And step three, you want to track the trigger. Okay, what sets it off? What makes it irrational all of a sudden? Okay, and step four, you want to choose your interrupt. So what are you going to interrupt your trigger with? Interrupts dissolve patterns because you don't go through the whole pattern again. There's an earthquake, a blast of energy, if you will. So we want you to figure out what your interrupt is going to be. And then finally, step five this week is closing out with gratitude. Even though a lot of lessons, unresolved energy, unresolved fears, triggers, it can all be so overwhelming. And you think to yourself, how in the world am I supposed to show gratitude for this? But it's here to teach you something. It's a teaching moment. It's an aha moment with this. And once you learn with the aha moment and you have it figured out, this won't keep coming back to you again and again. Just something to think about, all right? So the soul work is below in the show's notes. And this episode sparked, you know, any aha moments, some recognition, emotion, or maybe a deep yes. You're not alone. These signs are soul whispers, and when we notice them, healing can begin. In our free Mystical Minds community, we're continuing the conversation with different prompts, journaling, and other fun things. So please join us, reconnect with your soul's journey, and discover the magic of community remembrance. And you'll find the link to the Mystical Minds group in the show notes below. All right. And the soul work again. They're below in the resources for this episode. They're not recipes. They are resources. All right. You can also book a private reading with me if you'd like, or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. And remember, if you want the past lives reading for only $90 this month of August, information is below in the show's notes. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, everyone, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.